Hi everyone, and welcome to The Why in Your 20s.
This is Bib.
And Nat here. We are two counselors in our 20s navigating our adulthood away from our home country.
This is where we explore questions that might come across in our 20s, including relationships, identities, and all kinds of uncertainties.
Some topics will be fun, others can be a bit scary and uncomfortable, but sit with it, because that's when we learn and grow.
But just a friendly reminder, the information presented in this podcast is for general information purposes only. If you're struggling, please seek professional help.
We might not have everything figured out, but together, we can make this journey less lonely and scary.
So welcome on board,
and let the journey begin! Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The Why in Your 20s.
Welcome.
Yay! How is everyone? Welcome back. If you're new, hi.
Is it awkward?
Yeah, it's cute. Because I've never, like, done this before, so it's like...
I think no matter how many times we've done this, it's awkward.
We don't know what to do with ourselves. But anyways, you're Nat. I'm Viv.
And we got a guest today.
Yeah, a special guest. We have had our friend, my housemate, but we haven't had Nat's housemate on, yeah. Nat's friend.
So we have Sai here. You want to do a little self-introduction?
Okay.
About
Hi,
who you are?
I'm Sayara. I usually go by Sai. I'm currently doing my PhD at UQ right now, and I've been Nat's friend ever since I came to Australia 3 years ago.
Oh, wow. 3 years.
Yeah.
And 3 years later, you're still living together.
And it worked. Like, it was just somehow the way that our lifestyles went. Mm. I think we're, like, flexible enough that, you know, like, we wouldn't take any issues that we have personally. So we can, like, essentially kind of, like, in my opinion, at least me and Andis at least are able to kind of voice out, like, we're like, oh, maybe this doesn't work, maybe this doesn't work. I feel like Nat's been more hesitant because that's just the kind of personality that she has, but she has gotten a lot better about it.
I think lifestyle, we are very similar, that's for sure. Like, we don't want people that often come over and...
Or, like, invite their friends to come over.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's more so, like, it's not, like, it's okay if it's, like, once a week or something like that. It's more so, like, every night kind of situation. Because, like, you know, you're mostly tired.
Yeah. Like, we don't want weekdays, evening, someone come over. Yeah. Preferring no Sunday. Sunday is, like, home day.
Yeah. Okay. Like, Friday, Saturday is good.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, old grandma lifestyle.
You should know. You've been at our place, Friday, Saturday
hearing,
as well.
Hearing from you guys, I feel like, oh, maybe I'm intruding. Like,
well, it's Saturday.
Today's Sunday.
You're part of the house
Get
now.
Get out,
baby. All right, let's go.
She's part of it now. We don't even know she's coming.
You guys didn't close the door.
You didn't hear me when I said that Viv came. Because, like, she came in and she was like,
hello.
And I'm like, ah, Viv's here.
But I do mostly come. But anyways, but today we invited Sai here because we wanted to touch on the topic of data anxiety.
Honestly, that's most of the conversation we had.
Oh, that's what. Oh, okay. What are some of the things that you have discussed? So, because then you guys will know a lot about each other's answers or responses.
Well, I feel like with me, I feel like this should be, like, a disclosure that I should give your audience. Because I'm obviously a few years older than you guys. So I'll be 30 in October.
Gotcha.
And so...
You just made it to our podcast.
Yeah. You can have me until October 25th. One more. We can do one more of this.
Yeah.
So obviously with, like, a few years more and in, like, you know, of my life that I've, like, kind of led, and also, like, a slightly different lifestyle of me being a South Asian, like, from a South Asian country. I'm from Bangladesh, but I grew up in Malaysia, which is a Southeast Asian country. Like, the expectations of, like, oh, you know, like, you wanna be married and settle down once you've kind of finished up, like, your undergrad, you know, that's, like, something that even now is expected of me, like, the marriage talk or, like, you know, the consideration of,
from,
like,
family?
Oh, from family, yeah. So when I was doing my bachelor's, I hadn't even started my honors at that point in time, when I'd, like, gone and stuff, gone to visit Bangladesh, they'd kind of like bring it up. And even I remember in the last couple of, like the last year of high school when I went back, so I was in a grade 12 at that point in time, right? Like late teens. My grandma would kind of be like, you know, there's these expectations of like, you know, I know you grew up abroad, but like it would be nice if it was like a Bangladeshi Muslim guy that you settled down with and such. And I kind of always was, I kind of like shrugged it off because I'm like, I'm a teenager, you know, I at that point in time, interestingly enough, I'd never been interested in a Bangladeshi guy, let alone like a Muslim guy, because I'd grown up mostly with surrounded by like people from other countries, mostly like from China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, or like Malaysian Chinese. So that was the kind of guys that I'd grown up with. So that was automatically the kind of group that I was attracted to, you know, physically. And I feel like even now, and Nat knows this, it's like a preference of mine, but not as solid as when I was like a teenager. So there was always this expectation of like, oh yeah, you know, like go into uni, you know, ideally, you know, have like, get into a relationship naturally, and then like, you know, both sides of the families would be okay, and like you'd like get married and all of that. And then I just realized as I got like, I got through like each year of my bachelor's, then like my honors degree, and then, you know, going into like my PhD, I was like, it's not that serious, you know? Like that expectation is more so, I think, prevalent within me of like, you know, I'm getting a bit older. You can feel like, you know, that people your age group and your age bracket are like moving forward. And you're like, oh, would it not be nice that, you know, it's not that I'm looking to get married right now, but would it not be nice to have like a romantic partner just there for when you're kind of stressed out and you need like a little vent session, you know, at the end of the day and stuff. So I feel like that's definitely like my thing that I kind of always bring up to Nat. And Nat's has also kind of been similar to that, where she's been like, yeah, I'd always thought that, you know, like, I would have, like, I would get into my, like, relationship during my bachelor's and, like, get married early and, like, you know, start a family and then...
Get married early, that's...
Not get married early?
No.
But you definitely were the kind of person who was just like, yeah, but I want kids and stuff.
I think it changed all the time. For me, I think it's definitely similar to you, where you saw people at your same age kind of on the next step already, and you still not even started because I've never been in a relationship. So I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm already behind in experience as well, because I've never dated anyone, so I don't know what it looks like. And you kind of just ruminate and you will think, oh, in the future, if you date that person, he probably have a lot of experience, or he already has some experience, and now you'd be like, oh, now I'm the one that is behind. So you always wanted to be in a relationship as soon as possible, so to catch up.
Yeah, to gain some experience.
Yeah, but then I also conflict with my idea, because I'm like, I want my first relationship to be the last one. So I'm just like, in that ambivalence of, oh, I want to get some experience, but also I don't really want to start a relationship unless I find the right one.
Yeah. And the only one, according to that.
That's a lot of pressure. Yeah. Like, you guys are giving yourself a lot of pressure, and from your parents as well, for Sai.
Yeah. Yeah, I think my mom is the one that, like, gives me a bit more pressure.
Yeah.
My dad, not as much. And I think they have calmed down a lot with, like, the concept, or, like, with the idea of, like, oh, you know, she's doing a PhD. Mm-hmm. How is she going to juggle both of these things, you know, like, pursuing, like, you know, getting into, like, a marriage role while, you know, finishing up her PhD and stuff like that. It's such a hard thing to juggle.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the days, like, I don't even have the energy to, like, get on the phone and talk to my parents, you know? Like, it's not even that big of a time difference. They're, like, 4 hours behind. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's enough of a time difference that if I wanted to call, they might be taking, you know, like an afternoon nap or something. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, by the time they want to talk to me, it'll be like 11 p.m., 12 a.m. And I'm like exhausted and I don't have the energy. So it was just not feasible. So they were like, okay, you know what? Like, let's not be as, you know, like, hurry, hurry, hurry. She needs to get it done. You know, it's like a timeline. It's like, you know, one of those checklists that need to be checked off and everything. But yeah, like, it's something that I feel like I really do want for myself. especially as you see yourself like getting older and stuff.
I'm just wondering when did that start? Was it bachelor's or it's just when you starting to see your circle of friends or like the people in the same age or starting to go into another stage of their life?
I think it was, there was always something that was present, mm-hmm. like during my bachelor's where I'd be like, you know, like you're casually seeing people and everything and you're just like, oh, could this be something? Could this not be something? Mm-hmm. Whatever. But then as you get a bit older and like you do see how happy your friends are in like, you know, their way of life now, which is like, you know, they've gone into this relationship which has worked out, you know, it's thankfully, beautifully, a lot of the times worked into like a marriage, you know, some of them have kids and stuff. And you're just like, you know, I'm not crazy about like the kids aspect, but like just having someone, you know, like it's not that I'm saying that I feel like I'm unfulfilled in life. Like I've got a great family and I've been really lucky in like, you know, literally shifting my entire life to come to Australia. I've not had any issues with like making friends that have been really good to me. So like I do consider like my Australian, like all the friends that I've made an extension of my family and all of that. So like it's not that I'm not content right now with exactly what I have. But, like,
something different would something, be nice.
Something, like, an additional thing, you know, as opposed to, you know, the romantic relationship overtaking everything else in my life.
Yeah.
processing.
Was there a lot to process?
No, I was just thinking, like, it sounds like to you it's not your priority at the moment, but it's, like, an additional thing that
you would it's like not, to add on. Exactly. It's an add-on. It's not the whole thing. It's not an overwhelming sensation of like, if I don't get into a relationship and I don't find the right partner, that's going to be it. That's going to be the end of my life or anything like that.
But would you say the ones to have this additional relationship starts maybe 2-3 years ago when you come?
I think it's been building since my bachelor's. Gotcha. Yeah. And I do feel like particularly maybe in the last year or so, it's been more prevalent in me, where like it's just those little silly things of like, you know, I've definitely shown Nat these, like I'll come across a like some traditional attire like on Instagram or something from like a page and it's beautiful and it's like, you know, it's meant for, you know, like one of the wedding ceremonies and stuff, and you're just like, oh, that's so nice, you know, like would it not be nice if I had something like this for my wedding?
It's so bizarre because I know what kind of wedding she want and she know what kind of wedding I want. But we both don't have a partner yet.
That's so bizarre.
I feel like it's a normal thing though. Yeah, like I feel like girls really do start envisioning what they want in like their wedding and stuff. Who cares about the partner? That's a the next thing.
Most people would start even younger. Like they'll plan a wedding. Sure. Like even when they're teens and whatnot. Like they would want to plan it without having that partner. The partner is not the important thing.
No.
It's about the wedding.
Yeah. Itself. Yeah, yeah. There's like a partner, who cares? The wedding is what's important, you know?
Yeah.
I think I only started after undergraduate though.
Okay.
I think because there's so many things happening in my life at those 4 years. Mm-hmm. Like, I just came to a new country. I live in college, so I'm 24/7 surrounded by people. So I'm like, I don't feel that idea of having a relationship. I think it's until when I moved to Brisbane and people around me are stuck having a relationship. And you're like, is there something wrong with me? Because I'm already 23 back then and I'm still single.
Now you're 25.
Yeah,
I'm still single. If that makes you feel
any better. There must be something terribly wrong now.
No.
I'm just joking.
I find that really interesting though, the fact that she said that because she was around people 24/7, that she didn't feel lonely. Because I would have thought that like
you've
shifted your entire life from one country to another.
Yeah.
And so you'd think that, you know, at that point in time, obviously friends, amazing.
And meeting new people.
That's when you really venture out. And a lot of the times, it's very natural to end up dating within your friend circle, you know, because you're with them all the time and you get along with them.
I live in a girls' college.
That, I mean...
But you still meet other people, right?
Your girls' college is your girls' college, but you've got, like, your degree that you were doing and the uni that you were attending.
No, but I'm mostly surrounded with my girls in college. So even if I go to uni, I would just go to uni and come back. Because we have meals provided, so we always come back. So it's just no like an intention for me to meet people at uni or in my class.
It was a mostly girls' degree as well, hey? Was it?
Psychology, yeah. So it's like 90% girls.
But didn't you do marketing? Like, marketing was, it's quite neutral, right?
Gender neutral. For sure.
Don't go to marketing class because you don't need.
See, that was Nat's mistake. She didn't go to she didn't go for the classes where there were more guys. Yeah. You know, like, you totally screwed yourself.
And it's a, like, long walk. It's like a 25-minute walk from my college.
Wow, that's so far.
Yeah, so I didn't go. Well, maybe that's why I'm single now.
We've found the cause as to why she's single.
She wasn't willing to walk that 25-minute
walk.
So you don't actually experience a lot of anxiety, because I know Nat does feel a lot of anxiety when it comes to dating and just relationships in general, or life in general. But from your side, it doesn't feel like you're quite anxious about it, because it's not your top priority.
Well, I think the anxiety that comes in is not about having a relationship now and like kind of pursuing it and stuff. It's more like developing to the point of getting to the relationship status, if that kind of makes sense. So I was actually talking to Nat about this yesterday. It's like, it's a really weird thing. It's like, I'm on dating apps, okay? Yeah. So
which apps are you on?
So I'm on Hinge, Bumble, and this Indian dating, well, not Indian, South Asian dating app called Dilmil.
Australia.
So it goes across quite a few of the Western countries, so like Australia, America, and stuff. So you can actually choose to go within like Australia, but it can be like a global thing. So they'll be considering people from like America and the UK and like Canada and stuff like that. Obviously, I've just set it to Australia.
Yeah.
But most of the guys, first of all, like, another disclaimer for anybody that wants to know, most of like the guys in Australia are like settled in like Sydney. So if you're in Brisbane, you're gonna have to do some traveling, you know, if you're wanting to pursue a relationship.
Yeah.
So out of those three, like Dilmil is a more recent one, but I'll come back to that. I think I'm the most active on Hinge. And it's always like, it's kind of exciting. Like, you know, you either like profiles and you get like a match, you know, like at that very moment or like down the line, or you've got like guys that match you and you can see their profiles and you can also like, you know, match with them and stuff or not. And like you start the whole journey of like, oh, you know, you're getting to know one another, you're casually chatting and stuff like that. All of that is great. But I start feeling the anxiety when I can feel that the guys are starting to get more and more interested in me as we're chatting. Because the next step would be that they'll ask me out for like a drink or anything really.
Yeah.
And I think that that part, the transitioning from talking stage to actually meeting the person, gives me the absolute most anxiety, and I don't know why, because it's just like, it's not like I'm necessarily wasting time, because I've obviously liked them enough and I found that the conversation was good enough that I wanted to continue talking to them, and yet they asked me out and I'm like, oh god, is this too serious, too quick? Because I don't know if it's like an Australian thing, but they do ask you out really quickly. And like, I can appreciate that for people that don't chat, that, you know, that text, don't have that preference of like texting to get to know one another, and they prefer like meeting face to face to like really, you know, connect with somebody and stuff. I'm not like that. I am somebody that's really cautious, you know, just in general about like, you know, like I'm not necessarily thinking that it's going to be an unsafe situation, but like you kind of have that sort of always in your mind as a girl, you know, like whether it's going to be safe, you know, how safe is it going to be, and all of those things. And, you know, do I have like a backup plan of like, how do I, you know, extradite myself out of the situation when like, you know, if it's, even if it's not an unsafe situation, when it, if you just start feeling uncomfortable and you, you know, feel like you just don't want to continue this date anymore, like stuff like that. So I think that's where I was just like, I'll be like, oh God, they've asked me out. What now? And like the, in like the imminent thing of like being either wanting to delay and like chatting with them a bit further, or like intrinsically being like, maybe now's the time. They won't, like, you know, they've just asked me out. It's not that serious. What if I ghost them? It's, they probably won't mind that much because it's so casual at this point, you know? Like, it's so surface level. Obviously, like, I just, that's such a terrible, like, mechanism to, like, fall back on, because, like, if I were to be ghosted by a guy, I would be highly offended. So it's obviously not great as a girl to be doing that and being like, you know, like, guys would have, like, they would also feel hurt, right? Like, you know, like, it's not fair to them to just be like, oh, I'll just slowly back away and disappear. And that is it. You'll never hear from me again.
It's very unfortunate because, like, guys experience ghosting a lot. Like, even a lot of them on their profile saying, you know, don't text me if you're going to ghost me.
Or, I've seen that. Yeah.
But regardless of the gender, like, I don't know how other people, do they actually ghost just for the sake of it? But from your experience, it feels like you're trying to protect yourself. From feeling that the anxiety.
I think so. I feel like my general anxiety with, like, relationships, like, romantic relationships, I think potentially stem from just what I've seen growing up. I don't know how in depth you want me to get, but I think it's more so, like, you know, you see Asian parents and their relationships growing up, and they're like, not a lot of the times they're like arranged marriage, you know, like, it's not perfect, you know, butterflies and roses, and, like, you know, you see that and you're just like, oh god, you know, what if I can't make it work? Like, yes, you know, like, our parents have had their ups and downs, and they've made it work. They've, you know, they've gone through the brunt of, like, all of these obstacles, and they're still here and everything. But in my head, I'm like, can I do that? You know, like, they were sort of, like, my parents entered, like, the marriage as, like, an arranged scenario. And so I'm like, you know, is this something where, like, if I was in a relationship that was, like, a love marriage, would it not be more easy for me to just dip out because it wasn't an arranged thing, you know? As opposed to, like, you know, back then when, you know, obviously, you know, divorces were taboo. And even now in a lot of, like, Asian societies, divorce is, like, a taboo and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's, like, it's just, like, a whole lot of, like, these things where you're just like, oh, God, you know? What if I'm not mature enough? What if I'm not good enough, you know? And what if I make myself vulnerable and then the guy's just like, you know what? This isn't for me, you know? And then after that, like, you're right back to square one and, like, you know, having to go through the trauma of, like, opening yourself up again.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And all these things does add up.
And it's different layers as well. Like, one is also, like, kind of like expectations of, okay, this might lead to something. If it does, what if something happens?
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, like, is there something wrong with me?
Yeah.
Like, am I not good enough or whatnot? And also that, I guess just these different levels, it just adds up to, like Bernard said, it adds up a lot. That's why you try to protect yourself into feeling those things. And if it does work out, like, you might get hurt as well.
Yeah.
So might as well not start.
Is this our conclusion?
It's like the coping mechanism is, like, so strong, I feel, in us, because we're just automatically, we're just like, oh, down the line, like, we overthink things, and we get to this conclusion of, like, oh my god, if this is gonna end up hurting us in the end, is it even worth starting anything? Is it even worth pursuing anything from this get-go? But the thing is, that's not a good coping mechanism to
it's
have.
It's just a
right?
cycle, like, keeps going on, because if you avoid it to begin with, you got that instant relief. You're like, oh, yay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine now. Like, I don't need to worry that. But the next time you do this again, you're like, you feel more anxious because you don't have experience. And then you kind of go back and you're like, oh, this is too much. I'm going to not do it.
And what kind of relief even is that? Because at the end of the day, you're still alone. Like, you're still wanting and craving that partnership.
Yeah, because the goal is still you want to have a partner. Yeah. So you're but not actually thing, reaching that.
That's why I say it's instant relief, because you don't need to think about if this not going to work out, if this, you know, he end up changing his mind and stuff. So that instant relief, but then ongoing, then you will kind of think, oh, I kind of feel a bit lonely, or I do want a partner. Let me try it again. And it's a cycle. It's just never ending.
And I feel like dating also, there's layers, again, to dating, right? Like, once you're a certain age, you want to start dating for, like long-term purposes, yeah. right? Like you yeah. want to either have like a continuous long-term monogamous relationship if you're not, you know, interested in like settling down and stuff like that. Or you do want to like eventually get to the point of like, oh yes, we'll, you know, get married to one another and stuff like that. And depending on the age bracket, obviously, because guys mature later than girls, you have to kind of be like, okay, at what age can you start really being serious? And at what age would guys start considering relationships in a serious manner for like the long-term like purpose? And I feel like culture plays a really big part in all of this as well. I don't know, like, I obviously we're in Australia, it's like mostly, you know, like white guys that yeah. are like on dating apps and stuff like that, perfectly fine, super, they're like super attractive and stuff like that. But at the same time, as I mentioned, because my background has always been like, you know, more so interested in and surrounded by Asian guys growing up, I came here and I was like, oh yeah, Asian guys, preferably East Asian. Okay. But the older I've been getting, I feel like the stronger my cultural identity has become. And I keep thinking, I'm like, will they understand where I'm coming from when I wanna watch this specific movie or like blast this specific song and like dance around and, you know, like the, like, and dress up for like some random occasion just because I felt like it and, you know, I wanted to feel more connected to my culture and my country on that specific day after waking up. They would be able to appreciate it, sure. I just don't know how much they'd be able to connect with me. And so that's why the whole like Dilmil app got like put into the mix recently, because I was just like, maybe I do want somebody that is South Asian. It doesn't have to be somebody that's from Bangladesh, but I feel like there's like this general consensus across a large portion of the South Asian community where they're just like, oh yeah, you know, like we've got this like, you know, base level understanding of like, oh, music and like, you know, like music and family ties and food and, you know, all of these different things. And I feel like it would just be a lot easier to bring somebody like that into my lifestyle and my family as opposed to somebody completely unaware or like less aware of these kinds of things.
But isn't that just your assumption though, that they won't understand your culture?
No,
they probably understand the connection that you're mentioning.
Yeah, the level of connection I think is different, which is why I mentioned, I was like, I feel like they would be able to appreciate the culture, and while I can appreciate them appreciating the culture, will they be able to really get down and be like, oh my god, like I do understand where you're coming from with this music, with this song, with
the fact that... I feel like it is possible, but it's harder.
Less than
energy than you put it in. Like,
you'd have to build from it, you know? Like, you'd have to build it from the base level as opposed to somebody who's already from that culture. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, easy. This is what I'm used to. This is what I've grown up with,
Sounds like to me, like, from the older you get, the more you know what kind of partner you want.
I think so, yeah, because you start in, you interact with more people and like you see traits that you like in like your guy friends. It's not that I'm saying that like you're necessarily going to go out and date your guy friends, but you see traits in them that you're just like, yeah, this would be so nice to have in like a partner and stuff like that.
Nat, do you want to answer?
Answer what?
I feel like your dating anxiety is quite different from
Yeah, it's very different. I think for me, it doesn't even reach the asking out part. So I'm on Hinge on and off, and I've been on Bumble before, but I don't like Bumble because girls need to start the conversation first. And my dating anxiety mainly comes from texting. So
oh, okay.
Bumble doesn't work for me.
Well, what dating app would work for you if you don't? The texting is one of the hurdles.
Yeah, but then Bumble is worse because the first step is you need to initiate the text. But anyway, Bumble doesn't work. I'm on Hinge, on and off. Most of the time, I would just delete it and then re-download it again multiple times.
I thought you can just pause it
Yeah, but I was like, oh, no, I'm not doing this. I'm going to meet someone in real life. So I'm like, scrap this. I'm not using this again.
Okay.
Funny thing is, if you delete the app, it's not like it gets rid of your profile on the app.
No.
Wait, what? Then
what? So she, it makes sense for her to like pause it, but she doesn't. She just deletes the app.
And then delete it.
Yeah. But she doesn't do that. She just deletes the app.
Oh, I did pause.
Have you paused it? Okay.
So you're on pause right now.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not on pause, but I will be going on pause soon. I think I'm on pause.
Yes, you'll be there.
Okay,
I'm so
you're going
to
continue with your cycle.
Yeah, but like where I started is I'm just stuck at the first text because when the guy texts me, I'll respond. If they respond to me, and I'll be like, oh, I don't really like this response.
Like,
oh, I don't know what to say. Okay, my texting anxiety comes from I'm afraid people perceive my response as boring or like lame. So I would just not respond. Like I think at some point I just overthink too much to the point that it's already a week and I ghosted that person for like a whole week and then I feel bad. I'm like, oh, I'm terrible because I haven't responded to this person for a week. Okay, let's just ghost it. It's easier.
Funny thing about guys, they don't care.
That is true. I have guy friends that told me they respond back to a girl that replied in 3 months.
6 months.
Oh, you mean like even if you respond later, they don't mind?
Yeah. No, but it's not about them. It's about me feeling the anxiety about it. So I'm just like, it's too energy draining.
Okay.
And I have guy texting me saying, hey, do you want to meet up? Straight away.
Wouldn't that be good for you in
you
terms
would
of
think, right? Because like that's exactly what I'm anxious about, but
yeah,
that's
but she,
her preferred
yeah,
style.
Yeah, because you don't want to text.
Yeah, but then it's too soon.
So she's got a leeway period. Because you said you respond once.
But and I'm like, you don't even know me. What are you doing? Like, why do you ask me out?
To get to know you.
Yeah, but I'm like, why would you do that?
What do you mean? That's what dating apps are for.
No, but for me, it's like
what? I think we need to give her a crash course on what a dating app
no,
is.
No, I
and
know
what
it is,
but
I'm like, why are you doing that? I barely know you, and why are you?
So you prefer the person to talk to you a bit more before asking.
But she doesn't like that either.
So like,
I prefer that.
Okay.
But I also don't. Only if the conversation goes well.
Is there like a period that you feel comfortable of like, you know, you guys chatting until?
Yeah.
He asks you out?
I think
there
ongoing
be.
Chatting for like a week.
Okay. That's
not
fair.
Too bad.
Yeah, that's a fair.
I think most of the time when I went out on dates is that
one week.
Two period.
Okay.
And you can't have too much of a gap because there's so much you can talk only through texting.
That's true.
You need to be in person to know that person. So I think 1 week is good. A month is a bit too much.
You could also ask them out. You know, like, I feel like guys would be able to appreciate that. And maybe they're also trying to figure out whether you like them enough that if they asked you out,
you won't
would you
them.
Say yes?
Or you will ghost them. Yeah.
But I'm the same as I get offended when people ghost me. Like, how dare you?
Even though we've done the ghosting before, right? Like, it's so ridiculous.
Double standards. I mean, that's quite normal, no?
It's just, you know, how dare you ghost me?
But I do feel bad about it. Like, I feel bad about the fact that I feel bad because I'm like, you have no right because you've done this to other guys before. You know, like, you know.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from.
Pot calling the kettle black, you know? Like, it's just, you don't do it. And then ideally you would think that, like, the world would also make sure that guys don't do it to you. But the fact that you've gone and ghosted people means that eventually somebody's going to come around
gonna
and
come
ghost
back.
You,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Mm.
So there are multiple reasons to cause you to ghost them.
But mainly it's like contributed by texting. Like the flow of the conversation or I don't want to respond their text or I find their text boring just by one sentence.
Which is funny because you were
having
anxiety
that
you are
boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I'm projecting as well. So I'm just like over analyzing the texting too much.
And it's because it's on a dating app. Is that why?
Yeah. Usually outside dating app, I'm fine.
To text?
No, I don't overanalyze a text.
you suck at texting.
Hey, I'm better. I'm worse in dating app. So that's how bad I am.
She really hates it. Like, it's really bizarre because I've seen, like, I've literally been next to her when she's kind of matched with guys. And they'll, like, start a text and she'll automatically, the first thing that they say, it's not even anything major, you know? Yeah. And she'll be like, ew, I don't like.
Like, can you give us an example?
Started, and I'm like, it'll be something like, if they're too, like, straightforward and there's, like, sexual innuendo, I can understand if it's, like, you know, it's disrespectful. But, like, guys who just start off with, like, the, you know, the classic, the normal, it can't offend anyone. It's like, hey, how are you doing? Or something like that. She'll be like, yeah, I don't like that. Depending on her mood on the day. And I'm like, I don't... That's like, you can't go wrong with a start-off.
No, but that's so much more you can text and asking, how was your week?
That's more than, how was your week? That's four words more than you would text a person.
No, but it's just like, what did I say? Like, good? And I'm gonna tell you all my.
Well, you don't have to go and like give you all the details.
Just depends on what you want to tell them. Like, you don't have to tell them when you woke. Like, you don't have to go. Like, yeah. Go by.
You don't have to list it down detailed.
It's not something that you have to report. Like, it's not.
But you could just be like, yeah, it was good. And you could point out like one thing that you really enjoyed about the week and stuff, you know? And then that way it gives them enough of like a conversation continuer. To continue the conversation. Because the thing is, I feel like you're starting off being like, oh, they've started off the conversation really boring. So I'll just say good. But the thing is, you're thinking that he's not doing enough to continue a conversation or like, you know, to start a conversation. But you're not doing enough to allow him to continue the conversation either. Right? Mm. And so, like, how are you going to move forward in that scenario?
Yeah, no way.
You're absolutely self-sabotaging. You know that, right?
I think I need a crash course in texting.
Okay, so I guess your thing, dating apps, is probably not something that you are very fond of.
She's not going to randomly come across somebody in her everyday life, though, because of, the like, her work. So, and she would not approach anyone in like a casual manner, even if she finds them attractive, like, you know, when she's doing some kind of outdoorsy activity or any type of activity. You get what I mean? So like, if you are able to push yourself to come out of that comfort zone, yes, absolutely, she could potentially find somebody in her everyday life. But there isn't a scenario that she's giving herself where she can do it outside of a dating app, but she doesn't wanna.
Which would be easier for you? Dating app. Well, then you have your answer. But you shouldn't delete it. You shouldn't pause it.
Oh, I know.
Unless you don't want a partner.
The amount of times we've gone back and forth with this is ridiculous. Mm. I kid you not. Because she will always, like, I will always point out, I was just like, in your daily life, you're going to work, you're working all day. It's a female-focused environment. You're coming home, you might go grocery shopping. During the weekends, she's with you guys, you know, or she's working as well.
Yeah.
In which scenario would a guy literally trip and fall onto her?
No. That's what I'm like, thinking how? About the... That's what I'm expecting.
This is not a Bollywood movie.
You should just sit outside or stand on the street and trip people. Just wait until they actually trip on you and fall on you.
This is the most common...
I'm pretty sure that would be an assault case.
She's just leaving her leg out there. The people are just walking. Like, it's not... Like, she's not moving, so...
Minimal effort.
Yeah, minimal effort.
If a cop saw you doing that, they'd be like, ooh, this what is trouble. What are you doing?
You're like, just meeting the man of my dreams.
What are you doing, sir?
You never know. Maybe the officer would be the one.
I don't think she likes cops.
No, I don't think so either.
But yeah.
What about me?
Yeah, do you got any anxiety around dating?
I don't think I have much anxiety just in general. So dating is not... I'll be like, cool, I can. But I never see it going anywhere.
Like long term.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any, like, experience that people approach you and you're like, ooh?
Not approach. It's most of the time, it's, like, even bachelor's or high school, it's more of, like, you're dating your friends.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not, like, they don't actually approach you and say, hey, like, let's go on a date. It's not actually that formal. It just comes naturally. It just happens.
I can't date friends.
Same.
Yeah, it's not great, but...
The biggest issue is, like, when you wake up,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's
really
why it's
awkward. Because, like, people have to start taking sides, and you don't want to do that to your friends and stuff. But are you apps?
Well, actually, last week, my friends came over to just make cocktails and stuff like that. And they were like, oh, what should we do? Like, should we go out, have some drinks, or should we just stay in and, you know, just...
Make a dating app.
Play like, games and whatnot.
Put a dating app profile.
And then I have mentioned to them about, like, this podcast and this topic. And they were like, okay, do you want to do it now? I'm like, no, I don't want to. And anyways, at the end of the day, we made one. On Hinge.
Nice.
But the next day, like, because I didn't turn off the notifications. I got very extreme and I just paused it. Because I didn't want to receive the notifications.
Okay. You can turn off the notifications.
I know, but then I'm like, ugh. Like, I feel bad because then why would I put my profile there when I'm not actually responding?
Well, if you haven't liked the profile back, it's not going to matter. Because it's not a match.
Yeah, it's not a match. But I don't know. I just feel like, okay, let's just pause it.
And that's it?
Yeah.
So you were on for like one evening and that's it?
I was on and then they looked at profiles.
But have you responded or like have you started a conversation?
No. No, it was just one day. I didn't make... Because we were drinking and I didn't have the energy to respond or match with anyone.
And then when you're sober, do you have the energy to...
And it was the work Monday.
So we just Sunday. Only open on the weekend.
Yeah. I feel like I'm worse than you. But then it wasn't really the anxiety. I feel like the most anxiety that I have is probably the fear of getting hurt.
Yeah.
But the rest of like texting and whatnot, I hate it, but it doesn't make me anxious. I
so
hate it
just not start.
Yeah. Or like I think it's more of like, okay, if it goes somewhere and then what? Like, what if it doesn't work out in the end?
Mm.
It's just annoying.
But you never know.
Yeah, you never know. Right back at you.
Yeah.
Guys. You never know.
Uno reverse.
I'm guilty after saying that out loud. Oops. No, but that's literally one of the strategies that I use to push myself. Going on dates.
She has. Like, she's set, like, a set number of dates that she wants to go to.
Was it two or three?
Year. I think it was three this year.
This is free.
Yeah. It was two last year.
I know.
End of May?
I gotta catch up.
Wait, is it with the same person, or?
I would prefer the same person, because last year is
the same
two days with the same person.
Yeah. Oh, 2 days with the same person.
Mm.
Who knows? If she reaches date number three, it could be a long, lifelong thing. You never know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But you know what I will say? When I first met Nat, she was really adamant about the kind of guy, like the race and stuff, that she would not venture out of. And it was like mostly East Asian guys. Like she could not see herself dating outside of that.
But there's still quite a big population.
Sure, but like not as much as you would think on the dating apps and in like the age profile and stuff. But she's definitely gotten a lot, like particularly from last year onwards, I have seen like her being a lot more like open-minded about this thing. About like, you know, just generally just she'll be like, oh, this guy's cute and it's not an East Asian guy. And I'm like, but I thought that, you know, that's what you were interested in. And she was like, yeah, but you know, like there's stuff about, like, the characteristics about this person that seems like we'd be a good fit and stuff,
oh,
right?
Okay, yeah.
And I'm like, it's obviously you can see her, like, progressing, you know, and, like, being a lot more open to wanting...
It really depends on my mood as well. Like, if that period of time I'm like, oh, I'm keen on trying and see where this leads me to. Oh, I mean, that's no harm.
So you haven't gotten to that point at once... For the first 5 months of this year?
I'm tired.
5 whole months.
5 whole months?
And you have to catch up. Now you have to catch up because this is the goal you set.
You also have to take into consideration all the time that you spend outside of the country.
Exactly.
Unless you're going to out, like, you know, on a holiday and dating people there.
Yeah, which is very unlikely.
I would like live updates if that happens.
I can't do long distance, so no. But maybe June, July is the month that I feel is the time.
You were just saying you're going to pause the app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
June is next month, next week.
Yeah, it's next week. Next week.
We'll see. But I think going back, my strategies.
I feel like there's avoidance.
Avoidance, yeah.
My strategies is to push myself thinking how bad it could be. I'll just reply and throw my phone away and see what's happening.
Okay, no, that's... I see people doing that.
It's better than nothing. Right? And you do, like you were saying, you want to push yourself. You want to go to, like, 3 dates and stuff. So I feel like you yourself will be proud to achieve something like this because it's, like, a goal that she's set, right?
And I think the more you do it, the less anxious you are.
True.
I think when I go on that second date, I don't feel that anxious compared to the first date.
Because you already know who you're seeing, right?
Yeah, and the activity matters as well.
Yeah.
And I forgot what stopped you from going on a third date?
Not sure.
Like, was it the communication? Like, you thought that you weren't really...
I think I just...
didn't have a lot in common and such.
Yeah, I think it's like the personality-wise. I don't feel like it would be a good fit. But we didn't communicate about that. We just both didn't.
It was like a mutual ghosting.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That is perfect.
I'm like, it feels like it's less
best case scenario.
Yeah. Wait, that's best case scenario?
I mean, you can't you can't really be offended if you've both decided it's not going to work and mutually just, you know, decided not to
continue. I thought the best case scenario is to continue the conversation from both sides.
That would be the best case scenario in terms of the relationship thing, but this is the best case scenario in terms of, like, you know, things are not going to work. Gotcha. But, you know, at least neither of them are offended by one-sided ghosting.
Yeah, that's true.
But I feel like I want a guy that is more outgoing than me.
She has mentioned that
before. Like, kind of take the lead instead of more shy kind of type of person.
Like, so less proactive. Introverted, yeah.
Yeah. But also can't be too proactive.
She's got, like, this really interesting scale of,
there's
like...
There's a very sweet spot, but no one can actually get to that spot.
That's why I'm still single.
And it depends on her mood as well. So the scale could be a bit larger or like very, very small. Very narrow
as well. Just gonna see a lot of what happened that day, you know.
So, wow.
But yeah. I will push myself. I promise.
And do you have goals, Sai?
I don't think I necessarily have goals, but I'm talking to a couple of guys right now. And yeah, I guess we'll see where things go and stuff. The fact that I'm, like, trying, because I think I also go through similar phases, like, Nat. I'm not necessarily deleting the apps. I just go completely inactive, in a sense, you know? Okay. So I think I was going through that for, like, quite a bit of time, like, maybe, like, 2 months, 3 months, where I was just like, I'm swiping, but, like, you know, for the sake of swiping as opposed to really taking it seriously and stuff like that. And then I got to a point where I was just like, maybe it's time to just, you know, see where things go. So I'm kind of at that point now, but it's just right now juggling what I am in life with like my work and like going to a conference soon and, you know, all of these kinds of things. It's just finding the time and the energy to also pursue something is a bit hard. And if they don't understand what PhD life is like, it gets a little difficult because they'll be like, you know, I'm willing to make time for you, but you're not willing to do the same. But the thing is, you know, somebody who's working, like, you know, who's got a full-time job and who's doing like a 9-to-5 does not have the same lifestyle as a PhD student. We don't do a 9-to-5. Like, we'll be doing 12-hour, 14-hour, 15-hour days and stuff. The last 3 weeks, I was doing 12-hour lab days, you know, going in during the weekends and stuff. Like, with what energy and what time am I going to be pursuing these things? But again, like, I'm not opposed to it. It would be nice to see something, you know, to see anything going anywhere. Like, you know, I would like to try to push myself to go out of the comfort zone as well. And maybe this doesn't fall under the criteria of, like, dating per se, but I'm not opposed to the idea of, like, an arranged thing from, like, my family now, because you're still allowed to date for these things.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
you're
yeah.
just, it's more like matchmaking between families than anything else. Yeah. So, like, that's kind of something that I've, like, told my family. I've been like, yeah, you know, like, if you've got guys that, you know, I can consider, as long as I've got the final say in things. And they're like, yeah, you know, like, we'll respect that at the end of the day. Nobody's gonna, like, force you to marry somebody that you don't want to or anything. It's your life, you know, it's your future and stuff like that. So I'm just kind of, like, keeping my options open. I guess that's what 2024 is all about in terms of dating.
You're definitely more open to different options. Like, when compared to 3 years ago, you're very against that. You're very against that arranged marriage.
Oh, yeah,
now,
for sure.
Even though you are, like, still busy or even busier than 3 years ago, I think you're more open to squeeze out some time and give it to dating.
Yeah. And I think, again, it's got to do with the culture thing. Like, how important my culture, like, the aspect of my cultural identity has become in my, like, daily life and stuff. Because obviously if you're being introduced to somebody who's from, like, your own culture, you know, you speak the same languages and stuff like that, your family very likely, at least, you know, in a distant manner, know one another. So it's very likely that your lifestyles will be able to, like, match and everything, you know? So in that sense, I'm just like, yeah, would it really be that bad a situation or a scenario to pursue something that's an arranged thing as opposed to, you know...
Because you guys would have the same intentions as well, not only the culture-wise, yeah, but the intentions, and it just speeds things up, and it's just seeing if your personality match with theirs.
Yeah, and, like, whether the families can get along, which most of the time, because it's, like, you know, it's usually, like, a family friend who's, like, a mutual connection, or, like, a family relative that's a mutual connection. So it's very unlikely that they wouldn't work out, because before the proposals or whatever reach my mum, it's been sussed out by whoever is, like, the mutual person. You know, they'll be like, okay, let me just, like, find out more about this family, about their background and stuff like that, and, you know, like, what the guy does, what his intentions are, you know, like, whether they want to kind of, like, settle down in Bangladesh, which I don't want to do, or, like, you know, whether they're willing to, like, settle down abroad, and, you know, all of these kinds of things, which are, like, really important bases to kind of cover, you know, as you get older, because you're just like,
Will you be open to date someone in your lab?
No. All the people in my lab are my friends. So they fall under my, like, friend category.
Friend zone.
Yeah, because I did go on the date.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it was, I went, it was nice. But, like, at the end of the day, I'm just like, oh, I shouldn't. Like, that's not, this is my...
You don't want to blur the lines.
Exactly. Like, what if it doesn't work out and stuff like that? And this is not, like, I'm not willing to lose a friendship and make things awkward with other friends for the sake of trying something, like an experimental thing that will more likely not work out than the fact that it will work out.
I'm glad you didn't lose that friend, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did that happen? Like, did the friend ask you out?
Or? Yeah, it was just, pretty much. And yeah, it was, like, a little awkward, I think, initially. But I've got this tendency of, like, you know how my personality is. Like, I try to be, like, very casual and, like, you know, like, cheery and stuff like that. So after, like, I don't know, maybe, like, half a week or whatever, I was just like, this is silly, you know? Like, we're adults, you know? I'm not going to lose out a friend over something that's...
Didn't really actually happen.
It's minuscule, like, in the grand scheme of things, it's, like, minuscule. So just, even now, like, I'll casually just, like, walk into his office, because, like, our office has, like, this doorway, so it's, like, interconnected. But like theirs is one section, ours is one section. So I'll just like, if I'm stressed or whatever, I'll just walk in through the door and just sit on the floor and start chatting with him, or like sit next to him in like one of the empty chairs and start chatting with him about like, you know, uni work or, you know, just casual random things and whatnot. So yeah, we're good. He got me chocolate the other day because I was so stressed out.
That's nice of him. Yeah. Can you date people in person? Like...
No, she's only going to date virtual people.
I want to date AI.
If you meet someone, like, naturally, in your... Because you're okay with dating friends, right?
No, less so now. It was just back in bachelor's and school.
Oh, why not now?
Because what, like, the reasons you just mentioned, I would prefer not to.
It's because you have a bad experience before.
Yeah, but it's okay with being friends first and then be in a relationship.
So you are still okay with that?
I'm okay with that, yeah. But not within a friend group.
So you still need to go on dating app, make friends, and then go from there.
Oh, okay, that's what you meant. So, like, not within the friends group, but, like, yeah, you make friends.
Yeah.
Outside of the group.
Yes.
And then you can date.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's so hard if you go on a dating app.
You mean like if you meet on a dating app, then it would just lead to, it would start right off from
dating. So how can you meet friends without outside your friends group then?
Just daily life.
Yeah, just casually. Like you can make friends with like a mutual friend. Like somebody is a mutual friend and they introduce your friends and, you know, like you eventually become friends because, like, you know, you casually hang out and stuff like that.
But that would be like a no, like if it was a mutual friend.
No, no, as in like the person is a third person that's been introduced via your mutual friend. So would you really still consider them like within your close-knit circle of friends? Because in my scenario, I feel like... If
there's a lot of players.
My scenario, I'm like thinking, okay, we've got four supervisors in our like lab setting. All of us are super close to one another. And so I would not date somebody that I see every single day and interact with every single day. But but for say I've got a girlfriend of mine or a guy friend of mine. And they've got a friend that they casually hang out with and stuff.
Oh, they're not close friends.
Or even if they are close friends, it's not like that third person has been integrated into our group of friends, you know? So I feel like in that scenario, I would not be opposed to dating that person. Because are they really somebody that you're interacting with on a daily basis? No. Is it really going to be changing you know, that base level friend circle? Because it's an additional person that, you know, sometimes comes and hangs out. So it's like some friends
bring their plus one.
Yeah, but like, who's a friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like in that scenario...
I would say if the friend is a casual friend, then sure. But if they're not actually a close friend, that would be quite... Yeah.
It put that mutual friend in an awkward position.
Or if it leads to something good, then it's the best situation then.
So then goes back to the question, where do you find that friend then? That you can start to be friends first and then progressively see if where that leads to.
Well, less so now because after graduation it's harder.
But like, I guess if you picked up like an activity or something, that could be like grounds for... Because, like, that's kind of what I've been recommending to you, right? I'm just like, you know, if you're wanting to meet someone casually, like, normally in, like, your everyday scenario, it makes sense to pursue an activity where lots of different, you know, groups of people would come together.
Run club.
I was going to say, that's like a running joke, but it's very possible.
A running joke.
Haha. I didn't realize when I did that.
that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Because you know you have a very similar mindset of different things.
That's true.
Or more like a jogging club than a running club, maybe.
They have like park run every Sunday or Saturday.
You should do it. You've been wanting to.
Because you don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to talk to them. Like, you can actually go for the sake of
it. You know what? I'll just go observe it once. So I'll just not sign up for the park run, but just, like, run with them. to see what's the fun.
Like a trial run, essentially. Yeah.
Okay.
Because the route that they run is public anyway. You don't have to
be part of the group officially.
Yeah. So I can just
scope out the guys.
It's like,
oh, this one's quite nice.
No, I have a guy ask me out on first day is to go on a touchball game with his friends.
I don't know what that means.
It's an Australian thing.
Yeah. Okay. Collectively offends all of Australia.
It seems fun though. Like when I see them play it, it seems fun.
Do you see it in the Olympics?
Maybe in 2032, you might see it. Because they get to choose a few of their own.
Right. Because it's happening in Brisbane, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's not offend any people, but I just find that a little bit weird on first date that you go and meet all his friends.
Also, meeting the friends was the weird part. Not the...
Interesting!
Not the
I would have thought that that would make things a lot easier because it's like... It's casual, you get what I mean? Like, you know, he's bringing other people so that you're not as uncomfortable.
So everyone is just on the same level. Friends. Hmm. We're all friends.
Yeah.
No.
Interesting. I would have actually preferred... I think I would prefer dates like that.
You're more comfortable.
Yeah.
How do you get to know him then if you...
You get to see him interacting with other people.
And you can still interact with each other.
No, how can you tell his friends who you are? Like, hi, I'm going on a first date.
No, what?
I mean, let's be honest. If they're all coming together and stuff, it's very likely that he would have told the friends anyways.
Yeah.
That you know, he's
How he met you as well.
Anyway, sidetrack, but ooh, no.
Okay, so what meeting would you like?
So how would you...
Yeah. Like, something like mini golf, where you guys can be alone.
Oh, I don't like mini golf.
Or like hiking?
Yeah. You've gone on hiking.
Yeah, I think hiking
date before.
A hiking date is good.
A running
date? Or like a brunch date.
So just, it's just the stereotypical like dates that you have in Australia. It's nothing like special.
Yeah.
Because like in Australia, it's like you usually go for like drinks. Or like some kind of brunch. Or like...
Coffee.
Hiking.
Or like markets.
Markets.
That's very Australian.
But it would be fun, let's be honest. Because like you can like, you know, choose different things and see what your likes and dislikes
people
are.
People told me time zone is a good place to be on first date.
I can see that.
What is that? It's like those arcade games.
Oh, yeah.
Arcade games would be fun.
That does sound fun.
Because it's less of the attention on each other. Like, there's no less pressure, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you're very competitive, then maybe.
That could be like a good thing, though. Like, you can see whether it's something that you like in the person or not, the competitiveness, you know? Because you can probably see them being ambitious and stuff, which is a trait that a lot of people like in a partner. Yeah. Now, if they start, like, insulting you when they've lost, like,
fake red flag.
Yeah, but then that's how you know,
that's how you know. It's, like, a really good way of, like, culling out, you know, who the red flags are.
Yeah.
You should do that.
For whoever is interesting enough the next time. Yeah.
You can suggest an activity, right? Like, you don't want to ask him out. Like, even if he asks you out, you can still suggest an activity.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, they can suggest something and you can be like... No,
unless
how about
you,
this
unless you actually like it.
I'm usually the one that suggests the place or
Because the guys are always do.
They're not creative.
No, it'll be drinks or coffee. Let's be honest. It's always one of those two.
Mm. Oh, and I'm not okay with drinks. If they ask me out for a drink, I'm like,
coffee is okay, but drinks.
You can always get a mocktail.
No,
she doesn't
like
the intentions of it.
Yeah,
she feels like they are.
I feel like they have. Bad intention.
Oh, that's interesting. That. Because it's like, I mean, you also have to take into consideration our age group right now. Like, it's normal to go for drinks.
Yeah, but it's also a personal preference. For, say you do enjoy going out and dress up and stuff. So
I do not. But I probably wouldn't be opposed to going on a drink date, though. Because I can always just be like, oh, I'm not feeling... Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not feeling... like, alcohol. I'm just going to get a mocktail. Mm. If he doesn't want to pay for my drink, I'm like... I'm a grown adult. Mm. I can pay for my own drink. Mm. I can leave when I want to, you know?
Yeah. I'm not opposed to that, honestly.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's just a personal preference. I don't like drinks to begin with. I don't like going to bars and stuff anyway, so...
Maybe it's like a quiet place. But then it's...
Like a restaurant bar.
Yeah, like a restaurant bar.
It's like not too hectic.
But you don't want to commit to a meal.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
But the bar at the restaurant bar.
Yeah.
It's the perfect middle ground.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, because if it does turn something, oh, it's like a nice conversation.
Yeah, but like the bar is more hectic than the restaurant.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of people around to be like, you know, you're not going to be able to do anything to me. I'm going to leave because I'm uncomfortable.
I don't know. I think the past few times my dates are
daytime. Like you prefer daytime dates. Okay. That's okay. Mm. Yeah.
Then that would be kind of odd to drink in the morning.
That would be a red flag.
That would be the biggest red flag. Yep. Some vodka shots? 9 a.m.? Start the day real quick?
Some Moscato? But yeah, I think that's a really interesting episode.
I feel like we didn't really touch on the dating anxiety at the end. Yeah, I honestly don't know how to wrap up. Usually I do the conclusion.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking at you.
But there really isn't much conclusion other than...
It's more like, try to be adventurous in the sense that, like, don't let your anxiety kind of keep you in place. Mm. You know, like, you should try and take, like, one step out of your comfort zone to see where things lead. And, like, you know, it could be the speed... it could be the speed dating. It could be, like, giving a chance to somebody that you've sort of connected with on, like, a dating app, you know? Mm. And, yeah, it's like... Just giving yourself the chance to pursue love, if it's there.
Aww.
Love is there, but like, you know, like it might not be what's in the cards for 2024, you know? It could be for 2025 or 2026, but like, you know, just for
giving
you
a chance.
This year, you know, for the rest of the year, giving yourself that chance to just try.
Mm. And we'll actually, we really should check in before, you know, you turn 30.
30? Watch me be engaged by that point. That would be hilarious.
That would be really cool. Yeah. No, but thank you for that. That was a very much better conclusion. But yeah, we'll check in a few months.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be
Stay tuned, guys.
Right, it really doesn't have to be before you like turning 30. Like this We're podcast is really
But I think it would be kind of fun.
Yeah. No matter what progress we have, we could still check in and see how things go, whether our anxiety continue to go off the roof or
we come back and it's like tenfold worse.
Could feel the higher
right? It could be. Honestly, it could go both ways.
Well, guys, we've gone way back. We have not progressed. We have regressed.
Just nothing to report here.
Yeah, no, but 5 steps behind, you're still taking steps.
Not the right direction.
not the right direction, but there's room for us to move forward again.
True.
Yeah, so let's stay tuned and see.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, if you want to check us out, you can check us on Instagram. The handle is whyinyour20s.podcast. There are a lot more content there if you're, you know, feeling adventurous. But yeah, other than that, we'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
This will be the last episode for this season as well.
Oh, so we won't see you in 2 weeks, huh?
Never mind,
we'll see you in the next season.
We'll take like a month off just to go out venturing on dating. So we'll put you guys on hold a little bit.
Ah, okay. Yeah, so we'll see you in next season.
I hope it's a better season for all of us.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right. Do you want to join us on our bye?
So you just say bye together.
Okay.
We'll see you in next season.
Bye!